Okay, preliminary questions. Still working on the exams. Slowly but surely. Anything else? Okay, we left off just having started the second half, section B of chapter 2, again looking at legal cause as distinguished from but-for cause. And the first issue we looked at was whether or not the defendant's conduct played a role aside from being a but-for cause of the injury that actually increased the likelihood that an accident would happen. And we talked about it in the context of Berry versus Sugar Notch and how the motorman's speed could be said to be a but-for cause of the injury, but not a legal cause, because driving faster didn't make it any more likely that a tree would fall on the trolley car, as opposed to had the tree fallen down and he ran into the tree, then speed would have made it more likely. We now apply this principle in Channel versus Mills to a case where the plaintiff would argue that speed did make the accident more likely, but the defendant disagrees. So, who can tell us about Channel versus Mills? Ms. Schmidt. Okay, so the plaintiff's going westbound, defendant's going southbound, they collide in this intersection, and somebody's killed? Okay, so it's a very serious accident. And what is the plaintiff's description of the accident for purposes of the trial? And the other part of the plaintiff's claim at trial was that the light was, she had a green light and the defendant was running a red light. Correct. Okay, so part of what we have, you know, again, the case was not necessarily tried along the lines that the sole reason for the accident is the defendant's speed. It's defendant's speed is sort of a backup to the, as it were, the primary claim that the defendant crossed when the light was red. So again, a classic kind of he said, she said, witness conflict, evidence conflict, up to the jury to decide what the facts of the case are. Okay, so during the course of the trial, obviously, again, the plaintiff's trying to make the case, present all the evidence favorable to a finding by the jury that the plaintiff had the green light and the defendant had a red light, but at the same time, the plaintiff's also working on this theory that regardless of the color of the light, the defendant was speeding. And what was the defense's response to the speeding evidence or speeding claim? Okay, I'm going to flinch a little bit when I hear that word. What's that? It was actually the word "the." Because remember, we want to be looking for whether something is a proximate cause rather than whenever you use the word "the," it tends to make you narrow down your focus to say, was it this one rather than that one? Are you the student in this class as opposed to are you a student in this class? If I want to characterize you as the student in the class, I'm going to have a harder time. I may get there, but I would have a harder time than if it's only a question whether you're a student in this class. Okay, so the defendant's argument is this evidence about speeding is not relevant because it wasn't a cause, not that it wasn't putting, not that it